A critical look at the value of seed treatments today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Sleep deprivation. It doesn't sound serious, but it is. Inadequate quality sleep can lead to faulty decision-making, slower reaction times, fatigue, confusion, and decreased productivity. It raises the risk factor for all you do on the farm. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. For years, farmers have widely used seed-applied crop protection technologies. But one Wisconsin farmer says his row crop production is all the better for dropping it. Tom Ripp raises soybeans, corn, and wheat near the town of Black Earth. Ripp says he's saving on the cost of treated seed while protecting beneficial insects in the field.
One year, I took one field and I put untreated seed on it. I had a paper 50-pound bag, poured them in the planter, and I thought, okay, I'm going to do a yield test. And those beans didn't yield any worse than any other beans. They did just as well. So there was no yield difference between the treated beans and the untreated. And I thought to myself, well, why am I treating my beans then?
Rip has farmed since before treated seed came along.
You get clean seed, you put it in the planter or the grain drill, and you mixed in your inoculant, and that was all you did. And we were getting 70, 80 bushel beans then. Now all of a sudden we put all this treatment on them, and now we're struggling to get 60, you know. So I just didn't think it was necessary. And after learning that it has a negative effect on my predator bugs against the slugs, and slugs to me is my biggest pest. So I quit doing it.
Rip was a guest on the Field Notes podcast from University of Wisconsin Extension. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.